KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or, if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022, or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, at the high school girls state tennis championships yesterday, Class 1A in singles and first round play, Kate Walker of Red Oak was a winner over Gabby Greco of Waterloo Columbus, 6-1 and 6-2 in first round play. She moved into the quarterfinals, where Walker was defeated by Amanda Stefanik of Oskaloosa, 6-4 and 6-2. That sent Walker into the consolation quarterfinals, where she was knocked out of the tournament by Jenna Wilkinson of Independence, who posted 7-6, 4-6 and 1 victory over Walker. Also in first round action yesterday in 1A, Cassie Stanick of Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Casey Dean of Clarinda 6-11, 6-3, knocking Dean into the consolation, where she was knocked out by Jenna Wilkinson of Independence in the first round of consolation, 6-4 and 6-4. In doubles in Class 1A yesterday at Burns Park in first round action, Kimberly Graff and Mackenzie Johnson of Shenandoah teamed up to beat Rachel Ingram and Cassidy Ipson of Denison 6-3 and 6-3 to move on into the next round. In the quarterfinals, Graff and Johnson of Shenandoah were winners again, beating Kylie Cruz and Katrina Schindler of Decorah 6-1 and 6-3, so they move into the semifinals today. For Ingram and Ipson of Denison, after that first round loss, they dropped into consolation, where they were knocked out of the tournament with a first round consolation loss to a doubles team from Western Dubuque. Also in first round doubles yesterday, the Glenwood doubles team of Rachel Tucker and Grace Newman was defeated 6-love, 6-love by Ann Nora and Abby Greenwood of Waterloo Columbus. In first round consolation, Tucker and Newman of Glenwood were defeated by a Waverly Shellrock duo 6-3 and 6-1 to knock them out of the tournament as well. Action continues today. The boys' state soccer tournament started yesterday with first-round action in all three classes. In 1A yesterday, all the matches were 1-0 victories. Waterloo Columbus Catholic over MLC Floyd Valley 1-0. Iowa City Regina beat St. Albert 1-0. Nevada 1-0 over Dyersville Beckman. And West Liberty a 1-0 winner over Solon yesterday. All the winners advanced to today's semis. In 2A action yesterday, Dubuque Wallert beat Clear Creek Amana 4-1. ADM over Webster City 3-0. Spirit Lake Park Okoboji over Pella 4-1, and Norwalk beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 2-1 in penalty kicks to advance. In 3A, Iowa City West over Sioux City West 8-0. Ames beat Ankeny in penalty kicks 2-1. West Des Moines Valley over Iowa City High 1-0, and Johnston over Bettendorf 3-0. Those winners also moving into today's semifinals. In boys high school baseball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Glenwood defeating Atlantic 8-2. Gunnar Bloom belted a two-run homer for Atlantic's only tallies on the night. Denison swept a pair from Red Oak 12-1 and 12-1. It was Kemper Catholic over Clarinda by a score of 2-0 in the opening game and 7-1 as they swept the doubleheader. Harlan also swept a pair from Shenandoah 15-1 and 9-1. Western Iowa Conference teams in action yesterday saw Underwood beat Essex 13-5, but Missouri Valley fell to Logan Magnolia 14-8. In the Rolling Hills Conference last night, Walnut over Adair Casey 11-1. Also last night, Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City East 13-6 in boys baseball. In girls softball action last night, a lot of doubleheaders in the Hawkeye 10 last night. Glenwood swept a pair from Atlantic, winning 6-4 and 7-4 last night. Creston beat Lewis Central by 11-1 and 11-1 scores. Harlan beat Shenandoah 15-3 in the opener, 4-2 in the nightcap. Kemper Catholic split a pair with Clarinda. The Knights winning 6-3 in the opener. The Cardinals took the nightcap 9-7. Denison took two from Red Oak yesterday, 12-1 and 18-3 the scores. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, it was Missouri Valley over Griswold 4-1. Also in non-conference play, Trainer beat Nishnabotna 10-0. Underwood 6-5 over Essex. In the Rolling Hills last night, Walnut beat Adair Casey 9-3. Also around the area in girls softball, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Ogden 6-4. Logan Magnolia 9-3 over Kingsley Pearson. Maple Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 2-1 last night. In Major League Baseball, Carlos Gonzalez was able to tie a Major League home run record last night while finishing a triple shy of the cycle. Gonzalez went 3-for-4 with a homer, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored as the Colorado Rockies ripped the Houston Astros 11-5. He went deep in his first at-bat after he homered in each of his final 3 at-bats on Wednesday night. That makes him the 22nd major leaguer to homer in 4 consecutive plate appearances. It's the 38th time for 4 official at-bats. Gonzalez is hitting .650 with 6 homers and 10 RBIs in 20 at-bats over his last 5 games. Marco Scudero also homered for the Rocks, who finished with the series with 40 runs in 56 hits after scoring just 20 runs in their previous 5 home games. Also in the National League, Aramis Ramirez and pinch hitter Carlos Gomez smacked 2-run homers as Milwaukee beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-2, completing a 4-game sweep. Zach Greinke allowed 9 hits but just 1 run, striking out 7 in 6 innings as he improves to 6-2. The only American League game had the Detroit Tigers beating the Boston Red Sox 7-3 to avoid a 4-game sweep. Max Scherzer allowed 3 runs and 7 hits in 6-plus innings for his 3rd consecutive victory. Delmon Young had 3 of the Tigers' 14 hits, including a solo homer and an RBI single. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Iowa and Omaha split a pair. The I-Cubs winning 4-1 in the opener. Storm Chasers took the nightcap 10-1. Omaha hosting Iowa again this evening in PCL action. The Baltimore Orioles, Colorado Rockies, and Los Angeles Dodgers all had to place key members of their lineup on the disabled list Thursday. Orioles outfielder Nick Markakis will undergo surgery for a fractured hamate bone in his right wrist. That's an injury believed to have occurred more than a week ago. Markakis is expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Rockies shortstop Troy Tulowitzki has landed on the DL with a strained left groin suffered in Wednesday's win over Houston. Tulowitzki's riding a 9-game hitting streak and has 13 RBIs in Colorado's last 11 games. Also, center fielder Matt Kemp has been put on the Dodgers' disabled list for the 2nd time in May after he re-injured his left hamstring during Wednesday's loss to Milwaukee. Kemp got off to a great start this season and is hitting .355 with 12 homers and 28 RBIs in 36 games. The Spurs were trying to tie an NBA record for the most wins to start a postseason. The Lakers won 11 straight to open the 1989 and 2001 playoffs. That blowout allowed Spurs coach Greg Popovich to rest Parker and Tim Duncan in the final 15 minutes. Manu Ginobili came out for good early in the 4th quarter as he finished with just 8 points in 20 minutes. Game 4 is set for Oklahoma City on Saturday. Well, Phil Mickelson will not be taking home his first Memorial Tournament title this weekend. Mickelson blamed mental fatigue for his withdrawal from a PGA event in which he opened with a 7-over 79 that included 5 bogeys and 2 double bogeys. He was 13 shots back when he pulled out of the tournament. Mickelson said it was more important for him to be rested for the U.S. Open in 2 weeks than to finish the Jack Nicklaus tournament. Scott Stallings is the first round leader after firing a 6-under par 66, 1 shot ahead of Spencer Levin and Eric Compton. Stallings closed with birdies on 3 of his last 4 holes to surge ahead. Tiger Woods won an opening round, shot an opening round 2-under 70, while Rory McIlroy and Luke Donald each had 1-under 71s. Masters champ Bubba Watson finished with a 3-over par 75 yesterday. John Isner has played another marathon at a Grand Slam tournament, losing to Paul-Henri Mathieu by a score of 6-7, 6-4, 6-4, 3-6, 18-16 in the 2nd round of the French Open. The 5-hour, 41-minute match was the 2nd longest by time in French Open history and the 2nd longest of Isner's career. He became part of tennis history playing a 6-hour, 33-minute match in a victory at Wimbledon 2 years ago. You might remember that one. He picked up a 70-68 win in the 3rd set. Also on day 5 in Paris, Rafael Nadal lost just 4 games while advancing to the 3rd round. Number 4 seed Andy Murray battled through back pain to advance in 4 sets. 5th seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga also needed 4 sets to advance, while 6th seeded David Ferrer won in straight sets. On the women's side, defending champ Li Na, Wimbledon title holder Petra Kvitova, and former number 1 Caroline Wozniacki also moved into round 3 with straight sets victories yesterday. American Varvara Lepchenko reached the 3rd round at a Grand Slam tournament for the first time in 15 tries as she upset the 19th seed Jelena Jankovic of Serbia in 3 sets. The 26-year-old Lepchenko was born in Uzbekistan but lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and competes for the U.S. Today's schedule features matches involving top seeds Novak Djokovic and Victoria Azarenka. And NCAA President Mark Emmert says another round of conference realignment could be sparked by schools trying to improve their chances to play in the proposed four-team college football playoff. Speaking in Kansas City with representatives of the Big 12 Conference, Emmert said that the dust may have finally settled on conference realignment, but he warned that a change to the postseason system could set the wheels back in motion once again. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.